Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, breaking news. Trump just officially responded to Iran's retaliatory strikes against U.S. bases in the Middle East. Now, these strikes weren't successful in that there were zero casualties, but that may have been the intention. Iran was simply trying to send a message by targeting bases in Qatar and Iraq while also minimizing civilian casualties. So our president sent out two long Truth Social posts responding, and I want to break these down in just 1 second, but just to lay the groundwork. Can I point out that J.D. Vance and Donald Trump have relentlessly contradicted each other over the past 48 hours? Ever since Trump sent B-2 bombers over the Pacific Ocean to pull the United States into another unnecessary Middle Eastern war, J.D. Vance and Donald Trump can't keep a straight message. For example, yesterday, J.D. Vance goes on national television and says, quote, "We have no interest in a regime change. We don't want a regime change." Only hours later, Trump makes J.D. Vance look like a fool, throws him under the bus, and says on Truth Social, "We do want a regime change. In fact, make Iran great again. Why wouldn't there be a regime change?" Okay, then today, this morning, Donald Trump is contradicted by J.D. Vance because after these strikes happened, Donald Trump said on Truth Social that he had, quote, completely and totally obliterated Iran's nuclear facilities. He said the threat was eliminated. He said the entire regime could be dismantled. Yet today, J.D. Vance does high-profile interviews and directly contradicts Donald Trump in the same way. There is a top-down breakdown of coordination within this administration, or they just don't care. They don't care about lying. I think it's a little bit of both. I think they're both incompetent and they are just shameless. So they shamelessly lie in an incompetent way. But we will continue to bring the facts, to double down on the truth. Make sure you join the Adam Mockler feed below by clicking subscribe. And let's just start with the post that Donald Trump sent out on Truth Social. In one, he said, quote, "Iran has officially responded to our obliteration of their nuclear facilities with a very weak response, which we expected, and have very effectively countered. Are you sure you want to taunt Iran after they basically did do a performative response?" He then said, "There have been 14 missiles fired, 13 were knocked down, and one was set free because it was headed in a non-threatening direction. I am pleased to report that no Americans were harmed and hardly any damage was done. Most importantly, they've gotten it all out of their system, and there will hopefully be no further hate. I want to thank Iran for giving us early notice, which made it possible for no lives to be lost." I love how Trump is declaring victory, like he basically just beat Iran. Even though Iran conceded, we're just doing this for performative reasons. "I want to thank Iran for giving us early notice," Trump says. "Perhaps Iran can now proceed to peace and harmony in the region." Dude, every time Iran is on the brink of some sort of peace or has a deal with Obama, you pull out of the deal and Netanyahu escalates. It's like a 1-2 punch where there's more endless wars in the Middle East. Donald Trump then said, "I'd like to thank the highly respected Emir of Qatar for all that he has done in seeking peace for the region. Regarding the attack today at the American base in Qatar, I am pleased to report that in addition to no Americans being killed or wounded, very importantly, there were no Qataris killed or wounded. Thank you for your attention to this matter." Here's the thing. All of this was unnecessary, and we didn't even achieve our objective. Let me bring you to this article that reads, "Officials concede they don't know the fate of Iran's uranium stockpile." Both J.D. Vance and Rafael Grossi, the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, acknowledged questions about the whereabouts of Iran's stockpile of near-bomb-grade nuclear material, and spoiler alert, nobody really knows. U.S. officials have conceded, "We don't know." Even after Donald Trump said that we had completely and totally obliterated them, J.D. Vance couldn't say that it was completely destroyed. In fact, he said, "We had set it back substantially, and we're going to spend the next few weeks looking to see where this uranium is." A day after Donald Trump declared that Iran's nuclear program had been completely and totally obliterated by American bunker-busting bombs, the actual state of the program seemed far more murky, with senior officials conceding they did not know the fate. This reads, "J.D. Vance hints uranium was moved after Trump tipped off Tehran." Vice President J.D. Vance raised major questions about the success of U.S. strikes in Iran's facilities after suggesting that Tehran's near-bomb-grade uranium was moved before the attacks. Israeli sources were quoted as saying that Iran moved as much as 880 pounds of uranium enriched to 60% purity from a secure nuclear storage plant in the ancient city of Isfahan. Quote, Iran has made no secret that they have protected the material. Okay, so if they protected the material, then you didn't actually destroy it or obliterate it, said Grossi. Grossi added that his inspectors had not been able to visit the Iranian sites since the U.S. bombings. Remember, we had unfettered access to those sites for oversight in Obama's JCPOA. Announcing the raids, the president said the nuclear sites at Fordo, Isfahan, and Natanz were fully obliterated, while Trump's press secretary, Caroline Leavitt, has also maintained on Monday that the administration had a high degree of confidence that Saturday night's bombings took out the stockpile, Vance seemed to suggest the opposite. Quote, we are going to work in the coming weeks to ensure that we're doing something with that fuel, and that's one of the things we're going to have conversations with the Iranians about. Conversations now? If you could have had conversations to fix this, you would have before.
Was it destroyed in this attack? Do we know?
Well, we're going to work in the coming weeks. Yeah, John, we're going to work in the coming weeks to ensure that we do something with that fuel. And that's one of the things that we're going to have conversations with the Iranians about. But what we know, John, is they no longer have the capacity to turn that stockpile of highly enriched uranium to weapons grade uranium. And that
so there's still conversations to be had. There's still widespread speculation that uranium stocks have been protected. So there is a very real chance. There's a very real reality where Donald Trump just pulled us into a war and didn't even secure the objectives and then proceeded to get contradicted by his own vice president with complete mixed messaging. So overall, just having a lack of clarity about the state of the stockpiles, having a lack of clarity from this administration across multiple issues, including whether or not we want regime change, whether or not Iran has nuclear capability, what's the end goal? Is it to destroy the capability, then dip, or is it to fully change the regime at the end? I mean, are the strikes a one-off? Is this the start of a broader campaign? A lot of this can't be answered directly, but a lot of it seems to be not even known by the White House. It seems like we're the only ones asking these questions, and the White House is playing it by ear. According to the New York Times, the batch of uranium that they still have is enough to make 9 or 10 atomic bombs and could be transferred in casks in about 10 cars. There has been widespread speculation since the bombings that Trump's threats on social media, including the one post calling for Tehran to be evacuated, telegraphed the strikes to the Iranians and allowed them to take precautions to protect uranium stocks. Satellite images taken of the mountain's nuclear sites outside Tehran show 16 trucks parked near an entrance in the days before the U.S. attacks, although we have no confirmation that the uranium was officially moved. Vance insisted that Tehran had been prevented from creating weapons-grade uranium, quote, and that was really the goal here, he added, but there should be broader, more ambitious goals of having long-term nuclear proliferation or non-nuclear proliferation between countries across the planet, and Trump undermines that with short-term, impulsive moves that may feel good in the moment, that may look good in the moment, and like for him, optically, maybe not, but even if they look good in the moment, long-term, it creates a more unstable world, and I'll leave it at that. If you appreciate what we're doing on this channel, building a network to punch back against MAGA, we have Chris, we have Aria, we have me, a bunch of Gen Z faces, some of us still in college, working to make sure that MAGA does not prevail in this country. So we will spend every waking second pushing back. Make sure you drop a like and subscribe below to join the crew. I'll see you on the next video, and peace out.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.